Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Come now, let us settle the matter. I'm borrowing the words of an invitation that God used on one occasion that he sent out to the Jewish population in the nation of Judah. Things were bad between God and the people. The situation was dismal and God was disappointed because his people were living in sin. They were not serving God as they should, and God wanted things to be corrected. So he spoke through the prophet Isaiah, and this line is at the center of Isaiah's message. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Isaiah 1 verse 18. Today, I want us to settle the matter of whether Jesus was resurrected. You might believe, and that's fine. But there are millions upon millions of people who do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. It is easy to believe that the man called Jesus died. People die every minute of every day. So as great a teacher as he was, people don't have much issue with the Christian argument that he died. Of course, it makes sense that if he died, he was buried. That's the least they could do for their Messiah, who did so much good in a short time. The problem that folks have is the argument that Christians make that Jesus rose from the dead. To so many people, it makes no sense. Think about it. What happened to Jesus in the crucifixion was deadly, no pun intended. And so even if he had an ounce of life in his body, he would have died and buried in a tomb eventually. They wrapped him in linen from head to toe so he could not breathe. And even if by some strange explanation he woke up and was breathing, that would not have lasted long because the tomb was sealed tightly. No air could get in. Okay, let us say that this weak man was able to find enough strength to unwrap himself and there was enough air to breathe in the tomb. How did he get out without smashing the tomb stone? People found the stone rolled away, not rolled on the ground, suggesting that the tomb was opened from outside. Okay. We don't know how the stone was rolled away, but what about the guards who were watching the tomb? These were trained military guards, and this weakened man who was beaten up lost blood, but he was able to roll the stone away from inside, overpowered the guard, and got away? That makes no sense. So come, let us settle the matter. He did rise from the dead just like he said he would. And this empty tomb is proof that he came back from the dead. Jesus had said it. When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. Matthew 17, 22 to 23. So, if Jesus predicted that he would rise from the dead, how did it happen? What proof do we have? The empty tomb. I just outlined some explanation and none of them makes sense. You could argue that the disciples came in the night and stole the body, but if they did, how do you explain what was written in John 20? John bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying in the tomb. 2. Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head, the cloth still lying in its place, separate from the linen. John 20 verses 5 to 7. No tomb raider would have taken the time to arrange the grave clothes so neatly in the tomb in this crazy effort to steal the body. And then there was the testimony of the women. They got there first and they saw the empty tomb. If he did not rise from the dead, how do we explain the eyewitnesses who saw the living Jesus after that day? You might argue that they collaborated to create that story that he was risen. We could buy that story, but I want to advance one more explanation that Jesus did come back alive from the grave. Jesus had promised that he would build the church. Matthew 16 verse 18. We did not see any evidence of that happening before he died. In addition, he told his disciples that he was going to go back to heaven and he would send the Holy Spirit. John 14 verse 16, John 14 verses 25 and 26, John 15 verse 26, John 16 verses 7 to 11. He said he would send the Holy Spirit to empower these ordinary men to share the gospel of Jesus. Luke 24 verses 45 to 49. Stay with me. He had to have risen from the dead in order to go back to heaven and in order to send the Holy Spirit in order to start the church. Well, in Acts 2, we read something spectacular, a fulfillment of Jesus' promise. The Holy Spirit arrived on the day of Pentecost in dramatic style as only the Holy Spirit could. In that moment, he landed on the 120 persons who were in this room, and they started to speak in unknown tongues. But it gets better. The crowd which was in the city that day could not understand the disciples speaking in foreign languages that they could not have possibly learned since they were ordinary, uneducated Galileans. Then Peter stood up and explained and preached all in one speech. And then he, Peter, answered the question that the crowd asked after the compelling sermon. Brothers, what shall we do? Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Well, listen carefully to this. Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the church. Acts 2 verses 40 and 41. What church? When was the church started and how did this happen? Jesus rose from the dead, later ascended to heaven, just like he promised. He sent the Holy Spirit, just like he promised. The arrival of the Holy Spirit saw the miraculous birth of the church, just like Jesus promised. And an ordinary, uneducated Galilean fisherman who was with Jesus for 3 years preached to a crowd of educated Jewish people from out of town, and 3,000 of them believed Peter's sermon, repented, and were baptized and became part of the church that was created by the Holy Spirit a few moments ago. And guess what? All of this happened after Jesus rose from the dead. He kept his promise about the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. My friend, Jesus did rise from the dead. Let me say it again. Jesus came back from the grave alive and will never die again. Revelation 1 and verse 18. And the church that was formed grew by leaps and bounds and continues after 2,000 years to grow. How did all of this happen? Because Jesus kept his word. He said he would be resurrected 3 days later, and he did. I rest my case.